Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of antidote for screen addiction and burnout. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let me tell you, I get it. The digital world is like the party you just can't seem to leave exciting, tempting, and maybe just a little bit draining. But guess what? We're not here to demonize screens or preach about going off-grid. We're here to find that sweet spot, the balance between embracing technology and reclaiming our time, energy, and sanity. And today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Mindfulness meditation for beginners. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Meditation? Isn't that all about sitting cross-legged in a lotus position, chanting om and reaching enlightenment? Not necessarily. Mindfulness meditation is actually super accessible, and it doesn't require any special equipment or robes, just your phone, a few minutes of quiet time, and an open mind. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, mindfulness meditation is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about observing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations as they arise, like watching clouds drift by. No need to chase them away or cling to them, just acknowledge their presence and let them go. Think of it like this. Your mind is a busy highway with thoughts zooming in all directions. Mindfulness meditation is like pulling over to the side of the road, taking a deep breath, and simply observing traffic flow. Next, don't expect perfection. Your first few meditations might feel awkward, your mind might wander like a lost puppy, and that's totally okay. It's all part of the process. Be kind to yourself, gently guide your attention back to your breath, a chosen anchor point, and celebrate every small victory. Remember, consistency is key. Even a few minutes of daily practice can make a world of difference. Now, finding a quiet spot to meditate is ideal, but it's not essential. You can do it anywhere, anytime waiting in line, sitting on the bus, or even during your lunch break. The key is to find a place where you feel comfortable and can focus without too many distractions. Speaking of anchors, you don't have to stick to just your breath. Mindfulness meditation can involve focusing on various sensations. The feeling of your feet on the ground, the sound of your own heartbeat, or even a simple mantra repeated silently in your mind. Experiment with different anchors and find what works best for you. Finally, remember that mindfulness is not just about meditation. It's a way of life, a practice of bringing awareness and intention to every aspect of your day. Try practicing mindful eating, mindful walking, or even mindful showering. Pay attention to the textures, tastes, sounds, and sensations around you and savor each moment. Ever feel like your mind is running on overdrive? Like there's a constant stream of thoughts buzzing in your head, making it hard to focus or relax? You know that feeling when you try to unwind, but your brain won't switch off? That's where mindfulness meditation comes in. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed with emails and deadlines. Instead of getting caught up in the whirlwind, you take a few deep breaths, focus on your breath, and observe the sensations in your body. Slowly, the racing thoughts begin to quiet down, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. Think about that last time you were truly present, maybe enjoying a delicious meal or taking a walk in nature. Those moments are infused with mindfulness. We're not just going through the motions, we're actively engaged with our experiences, savoring each detail. That's what mindfulness meditation helps us cultivate, a deeper connection to ourselves and the world around us. So, here's the takeaway. Mindfulness meditation is your secret weapon for taming the digital chaos and reclaiming your peace of mind. It's not about achieving some mystical state of being, it's about bringing awareness and intention to your everyday life. Start small, even a few minutes a day can make a difference. And remember, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little digital detox. And if you have any questions or want to share your own mindfulness journey, hit me up on social media, I love hearing from you. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital poison antidote.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.